how to meditate. So with meditation, simple is better. If you're trying to make things complex, that's not meditation. Meditation is just a simple focus of the mind. And that's where it's so tricky, because we want to complicate things so much as human beings. And that's where meditation just cuts through all of that, because meditation is that simple practice, that simple focus, and that's all you're trying to do. So with meditation, what you're trying to do is you're just trying to focus on one thing. With meditation, it does not matter how good you do it. It does not matter how efficient or skilled you are at bringing your mind to that focus. And that's the good news. All that matters in meditation is how persistent you are and how hard you try. So it doesn't matter how good you are at it. All that matters is how persistent you are and how hard you try. That point is very important. It took me years to realize how important that is in effectively meditating and bringing it into your life. So you'll meditate, you'll be focusing on this one thing, and then you'll go off track and you'll be like, oh crap, I'm not doing it right, oh I suck, and you think it's a bad meditation. But that's where it's kind of crazy. A bad meditation, there's no such thing as a bad meditation. There's no such thing as a failed meditation as long as you tried and you did it every day. You were persistent. Because the thing with meditation is what you're doing is every time, so you have your one focus, every time your mind wanders off one way, your mind wanders off the other way, all you do is gently bring it back to that one focus. Gently bring it back to that one focus. So if you have a bad meditation, every, 10 seconds, I'm off track, I'm not focusing, and you bring it back to the focus, what the whole point of the meditation is bringing yourself back to that focus, that one point of focus, is what strengthens your brain. It's kind of like weightlifting in a way. If you go to the gym and you just lift an easy weight, it's going to be easy. You're going to be able to pump out a lot of reps and you did a good job, but it defeats the purpose. If you go in and you go really hard, you can only do like 5, you're working everything, you're recruiting all your muscles to just try and get that last one in, that's what brings growth. It's the same thing with meditation. All you're doing is trying as hard as you can to just focus on that one point. And every time you come off, you just gently bring yourself back. Again, when you lose your focus, you just bring yourself gently yet firmly back to what you were focusing on. Okay, so here's 3 forms of meditation. So one form of meditation is called the bubble technique. It's where when you're sitting there, all you do is when you sit, you just watch your thoughts, and each thought that arises, you imagine it's in a bubble. You're sitting at the bottom of an ocean. Every thought that comes up is a bubble, and you see the thought in the bubble, and then the bubble just rises up, and then the thought's gone, and then the next thought comes in, it's in a bubble, and that rises up, focus on it, and then it's gone. And with that meditation, what you're doing is you're not just noticing the thought, noticing the next thought, noticing the next thought, noticing the next thought. What you're doing is you see the thought, and then you focus on the thought for about 5 seconds. You let the thought rise up, and you just see that thought. You let it rise up, and then gone. And then you just move on to the next one. You just move on to the next one. Don't try and associate anything with a thought. Don't think, why am I thinking that thought? Or, well, that's kind of weird. Or, I wonder what that means, that thought's coming up during this meditation. Those are all distractions. Your only goal is to see the thought as it arises, let it drift out of your focus for 5 seconds, and then let the next one come in. If the same thoughts keep coming up, like tree, leaf, bark, and they're all related, And they keep coming. Just don't think anything of it. Just as a thought arises, you let it come up, and then you let it dissipate. And you just let each one about 5 seconds and then dissipate. Second meditation technique you can try is just focusing and feeling the breath. So as you breathe, when you're breathing in, you feel the breath coming in, you feel the breath hitting the back of your nostrils or the back of your throat, and you feel the breath filling you up. And then as you breathe out, you feel the breath leaving you. You kind of feel that cold, emptier feeling as the breath leaves. All you're doing is feeling the breath coming in, feeling the breath coming out. That technique, it can kind of be more complicated because more thoughts are coming in, and it's kind of hard to just focus like visually on your breath. But a lot of people, they get a lot of benefit just not trying to see their thought or anything, but just breathing in and breathing out, and all they're doing is feeling their breath. Third meditation technique, which is the most simple and is going to be the easiest to implement, in my opinion. When I do, one of the meditation teachers I've known, he's done this for 20 years straight, is you just count every out-breath up to 4, and then you restart. So you breathe in, you're not thinking anything, and then when you breathe out, you think 1, and then on the next out-breath 2, next out-breath 3, next out-breath 4, and then you restart. This one is great because it's so simple. All you're doing is just focusing on counting the breath. You want to be so involved in counting the breaths, you forget about anything else. So every other thought that comes in, let's say you're breathing out, you go 1, and you start breathing in, you're like, oh man, I got to work today, I got to do some other stuff, and then you go, no, come back, 2, 3, and then you'll notice, you'll just lose count. All of a sudden you'll be off, thinking about something else, thinking about hiking or whatever, and then you just bring yourself back, you kind of laugh, you go, oh, there, my mind's going this way, and you come back to the focus of the out-breath and counting the out-breath. Another thing that you're going to notice is happening is all of a sudden you're going to be like 9, 10, and you're like, wait, I'm only supposed to go to 4 and then restart. So it's so easy for your mind just to wean off the path, and all you're doing is counting each out-breath up to 4 and restarting. Now, very important to keep in mind, once again, is with meditation, all that matters is how hard you try and how persistent you are at it. A bad meditation, once again, can be more beneficial than a good one because all you're doing is just focusing on one simple thing. If you are meditating and all of a sudden you're gonna start getting, you might get crazy stuff happening. You might all of a sudden, oh, that's what I should do in my business, or oh, that's what I should have said during this confrontation, or you start getting all these answers, all these insights. Again, what you want to do is get those, and you kind of, I'll get to those later, come back to the breath, come back to your focus. With those three meditations, it's important, just choose one. Don't, you know, do one, then do the one the next day, then one the next day, because then again, you're losing focus. Once again, you want to choose one of those meditations and just do that. Forget about the other ones. Just do one meditation for at least 1 month every day. Meditation, not only does it reduce the stress levels, but it's almost like giving yourself therapy, because as you're going through the meditation, afterwards you'll learn all sorts of stuff about yourself. You'll have some thoughts coming up, or you'll have insights come up, and every time an insight comes up, you might notice that's what distracts me. And then later you might be like, well, maybe that's because every time a new idea or something pops in my mind, I want to chase after it. I want to chase after the new flashy object rather than just focusing on one central aspect of my life. Another thing that was huge for me is when I was meditating, every time I came off track, I would get just mad. I'd be like, come back to focus. And I start beating myself up. I'd be like, you suck at meditation. Come back. Come back to the focus. And then afterwards, I realized, you know, that's not so healthy. And I realized that was more of a magnified version of what I was doing every day and everything. So in my job, you know, I'd be like, oh, you suck. You didn't sell anything today. Or you're not working out. You missed a workout. You suck. And I try and be so forceful on myself because I thought it was what I had to do to keep myself disciplined. And what meditation taught me is, as I was going off the track and I was just beating myself up, forcing myself to come back to my focus and my out breath, and I realized you don't have to do that. And so what I realized what I can do is I can gently bring myself back rather than harshly, and it does the same thing. So that gave me more self-compassion, and it taught me that I was doing this kind of unhealthy thing in life, and it taught me that I needed, instead of being harsh on myself, to just be gentle, compassionate, still bring myself back onto the path. It's like, you imagine, instead of being so harsh, it's like, imagine, let's say you're a parent and you have a kid, and you're walking down a path. So the kid's walking down the path, and you need to stay on the path. You need to go to the store. You need to go home. And as the kid's walking, he sees like a butterfly, and he kind of runs off and starts trying to chase the butterfly. And you go, no, kid, come back. You don't yank your kid's arm back onto the path. Oh no, that's just what kids do. Bring him back onto the path lovingly and gently. And then all of a sudden, he sees some flowers to the right. He starts looking at those. No, those are just, you need to stay on the path. Or he sees some other like tiny little path. He's like, ooh, maybe I'll try that. Nope. Bring him back to the path gently yet firmly. It took me a long time to realize that about myself. But after I realized that from a meditation session, I was able to be more compassionate with myself. I was able to take better care of myself, which helped alleviate my depression and improve my life quality. Another example of how meditation can bring these things up is I had a friend and I taught him the meditation technique. I purposely only told him about the counting the out-breath 1, 2, 3, 4 because he's the type of person who kind of has ADD where he wants to jump around from idea to idea to idea rather than focusing on one and really pursuing it, really building it out and getting the results that comes from just dedicated action every day on one goal. So when he started meditating, like halfway through the meditation, he'd be like, no, I got to do a different technique so I can make it better. And then he kept asking me, oh, well, what's a different technique I can do? Or I need to change it up so that I can get more benefit from meditation. And he'd only done it for like 3 days. And so I asked him, I was like, well, okay, so you're meditating. While you're meditating, you keep wanting to switching your focus. But that is in itself not being able to focus. So why do you think you want to just jump from one meditation technique to the other so quickly? And he kind of, we were kind of talking and he realized, oh, wow, instead of jumping from one business idea to the next, I got to just really focus on one big business idea, take dedicated action towards that, and that's what's going to bring results. So meditation not only reduces the stress, but when you do it right, when you just bring yourself firmly, just remember all that matters is how hard you try and that you persevere every day, that it's going to give those effects. It really does more than just alleviate depression, and it really strengthens those personality characteristics within yourself. You have three basic techniques you can try out. Just pick one. If you don't like those, you can look up some other ones, but the most important thing is just pick one. Do it for at least a month every day. Now, if you can't do 20 minutes twice a day, I don't blame you, because there was no way I could have done 20 minutes twice a day when I started meditating again. I started meditating again seriously about 4 or 5 months ago. And what I literally did was I told myself all I had to do was meditate 2 minutes a day. That's it. All I had to do was meditate 2 minutes a day. So again, just like with the exercise, all you want to do is just do it every single day. No matter how small an amount of time you need to be able to do it every day, that doesn't matter. All you're trying to do is persevere, build the habit, and then when you do sit down, to be able to do it. 20 minutes twice a day, if your mind's anything like mine, it'll come up with any possible reason it can to not sit down and meditate. And so that's why it's important. Look, if you can't sit down for 20 minutes, just do it once a day, 5 minutes, 2 minutes a day. And what you'll find is after a while, maybe you start to like it more and you'll increase the time, or you don't even have to increase the time, but just what you're trying to do is just do it every day and make sure you when you actually sit down, that you try as hard as you can to focus. Most people, they like to do it in the morning and at night. So best time to do it is right when you wake up in the morning. Because right when you wake up in the morning, you still haven't gotten involved in all your other activities. You still haven't gotten involved in all this other stuff that's going to make it really easy to say, no, I don't have time to meditate. So right when you wake up in the morning, just meditate 5 minutes, whatever, however much time you can do, and just do it right when you wake up. Now for me, that's the perfect time because with some of those amino acids, if you remember, you need to take them on an empty stomach. So if you meditate first thing in the morning, let's say 5, 10, 20 minutes, you can wake up, take your amino acid that needs to be taken on an empty stomach, and then meditate. It's the perfect time for that amino acid to digest and absorb in your body without eating food. Wake up 10 minutes earlier, meditate first thing in the morning, right after you take your amino acids, and then after that, make yourself some food and go on with the rest of your day. Perfect. So again, choose one of those basic meditations, focusing on your breath, watching your thoughts go by, or just counting your breaths. Make sure you do it every day. And as you meditate, just all that matters is how hard you persevere. All that matters is that you focus on that one thing, nothing else. Gently, firmly, always come back to that one focus.